And this is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Louisiana will see the weather change today. The southeast corner of the state could see severe weather and an enhanced risk of damaging winds and tornadoes, hail, flooding, and more. Louisiana Radio Network meteorologist John Weatherby says certain areas will get the most impact.
Includes New Orleans, includes Sidel, even over to Biloxi, and all the way down to the Gulf Coast. Baton Rouge will still get some pretty heavy thunderstorms out of the deal and a greater threat of locally heavy rainfall.
Weatherby says this severe weather is a response to a dry area and cool air mixing in.
What's generating a storm is a boundary between warm, moist air and drier, cooler air that's coming from Canada and by way of the Pacific.
Now, throughout North Louisiana and South Arkansas, we will see winds begin to pick up this afternoon. A wind advisory has been issued. We could see gusty winds up to 40 miles per hour. National Weather Service says tree limbs could be blown down and a few power outages may result. Many schools in South Louisiana have decided to call off classes for the day. Just how bad is violence in southeast Louisiana's Washington Parish town of Bogalusa? Bad enough that the new mayor, Taryn Truong, has asked Governor Edwards to send in the state police or the National Guard. On WWL Radio in New Orleans, Truong says gun violence has reached a fever pitch.
We need as much help as we can get in Bogalusa, and I welcome his help, and I hope that he can provide Louisiana State Police or the National Guard in the short term until we can figure out how to get this fever down.
Bogalusa's had numerous violent crimes and related shootings in the last few months. One happened right outside a high school football game. It caused a panic and made some schools refuse to play a visiting game there. Truong says the problem is a disproportionately large town of just 12,000 folks is having a lot of violence, so he's asking for help.
What are we going to do about it? What is the government going to step in and do? Because it's a small population that's wreaking havoc on our entire country when we talk about gun violence.
Truong says too many are scared to even name the guilty parties that are engaging in gun violence in Bogalusa. He says there needs to be a concerted effort there to tackle the problem for everyone affected.
You have the police saying, well, I can't get the community to talk, so we don't have enough evidence to bring to the DA. So it's all a cycle. How do we get to the bottom of what the problem really is? And that's what I'm interested in.
Truong says he has not yet received a reply to his request from Governor Edwards. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.